Welcome to Shomach Shavah on the Daf. She responds to Luinish Vasahami Akashom Leabas Yitzchok. We're holding in Gittin Daf Nun Beis. The Gemara Amud Aleph in the middle of the Amud brings a story that there was two people that the Satan caused them to fight every Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashas, right before Shabbos comes in, until a Remeir came there and he stayed there for three Shabbos, made Shalom, and he heard the Satan say, Vay de Afke Remeir Lehu Gavri Beisei, that Ramir kicked out the Sotah from the house. The Chidah and the Sefer Moira Be'etzba, and the Skuf Mem says, you should know that an Erev Shabbos, in the time of Mincha, it's a dangerous time to have a machloikis between a husband and wife to the people in the house, because the Sitra'ach, or the Sotah, is busy to try to cause to have a machloikis over there. And says the Chidah, that a person who is a Yirei Shamayim should overcome his Yetzer, he should look for Shalom, and he will make sure not to start a fight. This is the most dangerous time to start a fight, and a person needs to be aware of it. He should know. He should know that the fight that's going to happen right now is a Eit Atzas Yetzer, is the Sotah trying to come and cause a fight. The Ben Ish Chai in Parshas Vayera adds in it, and he says, if a person is standing in his home before Shabbos, and suddenly one of his bnei mishpacha, his wife, starts a fight with him, and he feels the need to come and fight back, he should have in mind, he should know the one who's starting the fight is not the wife. The one who's starting the fight is the Satan, who's trying to cause a machlekes right here, Erev Shabbos ben Hashmashas. And the Mishnah Berurah in Simon Reish, Samech Bet Tzidkot and Tes, says the name of the Mekubalim, that a person should be very careful not to have any machlokes the Erev Shabbos, and especially between a husband and wife, and he brings our Gemara as a raya. And in more oimik, the reason why this is the time of machlokes and the time that the Sotah is trying so hard is based on what Gedolei Rabbi Seinu explained, that Shabbos is the source of bracha for the whole week. The Ben Yoyod already in the sugya talking about a different nekudo. He speaks about the fact that Shabbos, in a certain way that you count it, is right in the middle of the week. Because Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is the preparation for Shabbos. And Sunday, Monday, Tuesday comes, it's a continuation of Shabbos. We know if the Avdolah one could do until Tuesday. So Shabbos is in the middle of the week. It's the heart of the entire week. And the Chassid Sefer adds, and he says, because Shabbos is the Makor HaBracha of the entire week, the entire Bracha comes from there. And he says, that's the Pshat in the Pasuk, 6 days you work, in the melach of the 6 days, called because of the yelachem of Shabbos. Shabbos is the hashpah of bracha to the entire week. And that's the reason that the Sotah is trying so much to cause the machlekes, because the machlekes is the opposite of bracha. So the Sotah wants people to go into Shabbos, and in order to come and reduce and limit the bracha of Shabbos. How do you do that? By causing a fight. And that's exactly how the Ein Eliyahu explains this concept over here. And he brings what it says in the Zohar, that it says in the Pasuk, Lo yisevaru eish means don't be angry. Don't get fire. Don't get fire when Shabbos comes in. So the Yitzhar is working very hard that instead of Shabbos being yom menucho, a yom of bracho, to cause it to be a yom of kas, a yom of fighting, and that's the whole avodah of the Sotah, to reduce the Ashpah of Shabbos. That's why it's such a big avodah. That's what the Gemara refers to over here. The two people that were fighting every Erev Shabbos. And many other Mefarshim bring that's the reason Ramei had to be there for 3 weeks to create a Chazakah. The Chazakah is that there's no fights over here. So we see a tremendous limud that we learn from this Gemara, where the Gedolei Rabbi Seinu tell us how the avodah of Erev Shabbos, as Shabbos comes in, is to take away anger, to take away kas, to bring shalom, and that will bring bracha to Shabbos to be mashpia on the entire week. We should all be zoichet to this. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list to WhatsApp, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.